How many times is ICE going to prove our point? When you have entire cities protesting against you and you continue to double down on the reckless violence, you are only proving our point. The breaking news is another person has been fatally shot by undertrained, reckless ICE agents in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in what the Trump administration calls a routine enforcement operation, but what everybody else in Minneapolis calls an occupation. They are occupying the city with federal forces who are undertrained, who are overly aggressive, and who are emboldened with masks and the budget of most national militaries. I want to show you the video footage coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, just moments ago, of yet another shooting where yet another U.S. citizen is killed using disproportionate force. YouTube will likely take down this video or nuke this video if I show you this in its entirety. So I'm going to show you what I can, and I'm going to lay out all of the facts that we have thus far. First of all, it's another scenario where 10 to 15 ICE agents are needed to take down one US citizen, and it still ends with disproportionate lethal force. Even after these ICE agents shoot the guy once and he's laying there, not moving whatsoever, they continue to essentially dump bullets into him as he's on the verge of death. Sorry, excuse my language, but they are dumping bullets into a guy who is not moving. It's similar to the autopsy report of Renee Nicole Good, which showed that she would have survived the first two bullets, likely. It's the third bullet that was truly, uniquely lethal, meaning this ICE agent was so undertrained, he continued to fire and cause an unnecessary death of Renee Nicole Good, which we already knew, but the autopsy further confirmed. This seems to be the same exact scenario. We got reporting from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz that there was another shooting. Then moments ago, the Minneapolis police chief confirmed that the man shot by federal agents has died. If you thought the protests yesterday were massive, if you thought the amount of people protesting in negative 15 degrees in Minneapolis was stunning, wait until the next round of protests, because ICE is not getting any better. ICE is very, very clearly getting worse. Aaron Rupar, a friend of the show who helps us with clip distribution, is really a great warrior for the ecosystem for truth. He lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's been struggling on the ground with this because he has a family in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He just posted some raw thoughts. He said, "All of this is fucking senseless. Minnesota did not have an immigration problem. Trump sent his Nazi thugs here because he's racist against Somali people and to own libs like Tim Walz. Now two Minnesotans are dead and Minneapolis is on the verge of going up in flames. None of this was necessary." Very well said. Even beyond the two Minnesotans that are dead, so many people have been injured irreparably. So people have had their eyes shot out, their ribs broken, their arms cracked, pepper spray ruining their vision and their ability to breathe over and over. I want to show you that this has been very predictable. ICE agents in Minneapolis, Minnesota pointed a gun, this is a separate scenario a few weeks ago, pointed a gun at a random protester's face. I don't know who's behind this mask and this beanie, but this is either an old woman who's out there just exercising her First Amendment right and now has a gun in her face, or maybe a young college student who put on a vest. Either way, this is a citizen peacefully protesting with a gun in their face. It is no surprise when more reckless murders happen. I'm going to play for you this clip. Now, it's important to point out the DHS and officials claim they found a gun on the scene. The investigation still needs to play out, but even if they found a gun on the scene, I still see disproportionate force being used in this video with the amount of gunshots that are rung out, with the amount of force that is being used. Take a look.
And they keep pushing people, you know?
So they have the guy on the ground. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have the guy on the ground. 7 people are around. Jump in.
Oh shit. What the fuck? They killed him? Did they fucking kill that guy?
That was an excessive use of force against a motionless body. I don't care if they try to argue that the initial shots were justified because the guy was struggling. You cannot dump 5 bullets into a motionless body and say that that was proportionate force. It is so clear that these are undertrained agents that are not ideologically screened. I mean, as a side note, we saw an article 2 weeks ago from Slate where a journalist applied for ICE despite having a long history of making public posts against ICE, despite smoking weed that week and posting online that they smoke weed. They didn't submit any sort of criminal record or domestic battery record. They didn't submit any of that. And ICE still said they passed the drug tests and were accepted. That means you can join ICE despite having a domestic battery passed, despite being ideologically radicalized towards one direction, very likely the right. So just take that to its natural conclusion. We see all of these videos of undertrained ICE agents and we wonder, who are these people? Are these just random right-wingers they plucked off of the couch and didn't vet? Yes, quite literally, yes. They are just finding random people because they are so desperate for agents. I mean, nobody wants to go out there and get screamed at, have whistles blown in your face, and be the bad guy because they know, these ICE agents know, that they are the bad guy. The only way to subvert that is find somebody who's so far right, they're okay with being the bad guy because they think the bad guy is necessary, even though the bad guy is detaining five-year-olds, shooting U.S. citizens in multiple occasions. I mean, the reaction from the bystanders is wild.
Are you kidding me, dude? Not again. Are you fucking kidding me? That guy's dead. Yo, we need people on site.
I mean, the rage coming from people in Minneapolis is so incredibly clear. Pearl Rose says, no mainstream media is telling you folks how bad it really is in Minneapolis. It feels like you guys think it's hyperbole, but no one I know is living in a normal way. Normal life has stopped and everyone is afraid all of the time. Not a little on edge, but deeply sad and afraid. The sad part is this post was made 2 days before ICE agents murdered yet another person. Imagine the city that you live in. I mean, some of you live in Minneapolis, so you don't have to imagine, but imagine your city being so occupied that you can't drive to work, you can't drop your kids off at school, you can't do anything. I live in Chicago, and yes, I saw agents when they were here, but it was different. It was not like what's happening in Minnesota in size, scope, and scale. Just to be real, what's happening here is Donald Trump is using Minneapolis as a testing ground. He wants to hyper-militarize blue cities across the country, but it's hard to start off with a New York or a Chicago. So he realized that Minneapolis would be a perfect testing ground after Nick Shirley released his BS video about quote-unquote Somali fraud that had actually already been prosecuted. So Trump then surged troops into Minneapolis, and that led to Renee Nicole Good's murder, which was not a bug. That was not a mistake from the Trump administration. That was part of the plan. Donald Trump knew that people would resist, that people would peacefully protest and push back, and he wanted to use that as a pretext to further escalate the same way he will when the protests grow even bigger, the same way he will when he realizes he is absolutely effed in the midterms and the only way to win is to cheat. These protests yesterday in Minneapolis, Minnesota were objectively massive, even larger when you realize that this was negative 10 degrees throughout the day. But think about the protests they're going to spark from this second murder, from the subsequent cover-up, and from Donald Trump's doubling down of the hyper-militarization of beautiful blue cities. And no one's even saying the cities are perfect or that there aren't problems that can be fixed. I guarantee every single protester on the ground here can acknowledge that cities have problems, oftentimes a byproduct of high population density. You have to have unique solutions to unique problems. Even Chicago, there's a lot of history of corruption in Chicago, but that needs to be weeded out via democracy, not through force, or through military occupation, or through troops that don't even have any relation to the city that are coming from out of state, in the same way that any problems in Minneapolis need to be solved through democracy, through what we see on the ground. So continue to have your voice heard. Rest in peace to the 51-year-old man who was shot. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Stay safe, stay warm, and peace out.